Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the ethics of the Father we hear, greet every person with a pleasant face, receive every person in a cheerful manner. But Heavenly Father, you have shown us that you desire us to receive the stranger and neighbor with cheerfulness and make each feel welcome in our midst. Help us, we pray, to have such a joy of life and contemplative demeanor that it is of no effort for us to be pleasant to one another, staff, and visitors. And bless us with your presence throughout this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones,
The quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, seventh day, Tuesday, January 20th, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, President Kinder in the chair. Reverend.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved, though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion and shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with.
Mr. President.
Introduction of guests. Senator from St. Francis.
Before we do the introduction of guests, Kermit Miller is here today, and he was at my office to get the permission to use photos here in the chamber, and my people swore to him that we wouldn't make fun of him every time he was here. So with that spirit, I'm not going to say anything other than giving him permission to use his camera today, and we'll see if he shows up next time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Jasper was first on his feet.
Mr. President, the introduction of special guests. Mr. President, I have three very special guests from Joplin, Missouri, with the NAMI organization. I would ask the Senate to welcome Michael Vickery, Debbie Terry, and Mr. Ed Duff.
Will the guests of the Senator from Jasper please wave over here so that we may welcome you to the Missouri Senate. Senator, your guests served a lot of us a very fine breakfast this morning. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests on the bench. To your left and my right is my good friend Diane Brewer, her colleagues Brian Hinkebein, sorry if I've messed that up, Howard Freeman and David Moore. And I'd like to recognize all the Missouri Association of Nurse Anesthetists who, with over 900 members, provide anesthesia services in every kind of setting all over the state of Missouri.
Will all of our friends and the guests in the group of the CRNAs please rise for a welcome and recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from 14th.
To introduce to the body my interns for this year. I think they're in the upper gallery somewhere. Kara O'Malley, who is has received her bachelor's degree in psychology from Lincoln University, will now be working on her nursing degree, will join me this year, as well as Chopin Oskieva. She is an exchange student working with the IRX program. from Kyrgyzstan, which is an ex-Soviet Union country. They're in the upper gallery, as I mentioned. Both of them are attending Lincoln University, and I would appreciate it if the body would make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the senator from the 14th please rise for recognition by the senator? The senator from Green.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce the doctor of the day, who is in family practice at St. John's Clinic in Springfield, Dr. John Lilly, and he's a doctor of the day here, but he's the doctor of the hour in Springfield and Greene County. He's the 2009 president of the Greene County Medical Society, and he is a vice counselor for the Missouri State Medical Association.
We're delighted to have the doctor of the day with us up from Springfield, and with all the CRNAs in the building, today is the day you need a procedure done, you could have it done. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and my right, a friend of mine from Washington County, just retired after 30-some-odd years with CenturyTel. And he is a great guy, a great friend from Washington County, just outside of Potosi. Bill Long is here, and I wish the body would make him feel welcome.
We're delighted to have the guests of the senator from St. Francis. The senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very special guest here today. He is from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. He's a certified public accountant and works a lot of hours with civic work there in Poplar Bluff. And it's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Jay Decker, who's standing to your right and my left there in the lower part.
Will the guest of the senator from Stoddard please wave so everyone can welcome you? The senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to introduce a special guest, Bob Letterman, who's been a leader in MSCPA for a number of years, is with us from Lee Summit and good friend.
Delighted to have the guest of the senator from the 8th here with us. And the senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, along that same line, just want to remind the members that we do have several members down from the Missouri Society of Certified Public Accountants. This is their CPA day at the Capitol, and many of us look forward to that because they give us a little package with great tax advice. Also, you've heard Senator from Stoddard recognize Jay Decker from Poplar Bluff and Senator from the 8th, Bob Letter from Lee Summit, but also joining us is Kathy Meyer from Overland, Chuck Pierce, CPA, I think I've seen that on a sign somewhere, from Jeff City, Christy Cubbage from Kansas City, Jim Hillen from Cape Girardeau, Jeff Thorne from Kansas City, my constituents, James and Sandra Thomas from Kansas City, Emily Pleithermes, if I pronounce that right, from Jeff City. They're joining us today, and would like the Senate to join me in making them walk.
Will all the guests of the senator from Buchanan and other senators around the state from the MSCPA please rise for recognition by the Senate? Senator?
Just one more note, if I could also add that 2009 marks the 100th anniversary of the Missouri Society of CPAs. So we welcome that. That has to be one of the longest-serving professional organizations in this state.
Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from St. Francis.
I would like brought before the body House concurrent resolution number 10.
You've heard the motion of the senator from St. Francis to bring the concurrent resolution before the body. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. This is the resolution that was introduced. It's on the Honorable Jay Nixon addressing the joint legislation here on at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 27th. We have to prove that it can be done. So,
does any senator wish to be heard on the senator's motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of House concurrent resolution number 10. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones,
by your vote of 30 ayes, 0 no, the concurrent resolution is adopted. Senator, you have another one?
I do. Mr. President, I would move that House concurrent resolution number 11 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us. Senator?
Mr. President, I move for its passage. This is the one for the Chief Justice to appear before joint session.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the adoption or the motion of the senator from St. Francis? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of House concurrent resolution number 11. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 30 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. We're on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. The senator from the second.
Resolution.
Send it forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask to be printed in the journal and referred to committee.
It shall be printed, Senator. You care to explain it, or it'll be printed. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Clair.
Bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 216, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to debt settlement providers.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. This joint resolution would provide a constitutional amendment that reaffirms a citizen's right for free expression of religion, including, Mr. President, the right of governing bodies such as our own to have prayer before...
Senator, I got to stop you. The secretary tells me that you're explaining the second bill rather than the first one we read.
All right. The first one provides debt settlement, some limitations on debt settlement providers. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Read the second bill of the senator from St. Clair.
Senate Joint Resolution 12, offered by Senator Scott, an act relating to religious freedom.
Now, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This constitutional amendment would reaffirm a citizen's right for free expression of religion, including the right of governing bodies such as our own to have clergy or ministers offer invocations or prayers at the beginning of their sessions, and the right of students to engage in private or voluntary prayers and not be restricted in their assignments of writing to bring religion to discussion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three brief bills that would require no explanation.
Send your legislative package forward, Senator. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 217, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to corporate shareholders meetings.
Read the second bill. Senator, the chair must inquire of you, Senator. We are informed that only one bill was sent forward. If that is your intention, that's fine, but you said you had three.
Mr. President, I think there were three paperclipped together.
What the secretary has is three copies of the same bill.
Then I have one that's three copies of an excellent
piece
of legislation.
Very good, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator, as always, we are at your service. Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
Can I inquire of the senator from St. Francis?
Does the senator yield?
Yes, I yield.
He yields. You may inquire.
Would you be kind enough to go back to the order of business of resolutions?
Resolutions? I could do that. Also, have you? We'll go to resolutions and then go back to introduction. Yes, that's okay, Mr. President. So we're on the business of, if you would take it to a resolution.
Resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator.
I have a resolution to send forward.
Send it forward.
I have one copy.
Senator, will you explain your resolution?
I would absolutely be thrilled to explain my resolution. Mr. President, this is the resolution that gives ourselves a day's notice before we take it up tomorrow that does the committees for the Senate. Look through that. If you have questions about the names of the committees or the duties that are assigned to the committees, please feel free to get with me today. My intent is to take this up tomorrow. We're in the process of doing committee assignments right now. Should have all those done by late this evening, but like I said, if you have questions, please feel free to get with us, and we'll be happy to discuss that with you.
Senator?
Yes.
Would you like us to have it printed in the journal?
I would ask it to be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed in the journal.
Take that up tomorrow.
Did someone have an introduction?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and on my right, we have the Missouri State Board of Accountancy with us this morning. It's a unit of the Division of Professional Registration and out of the Department of Economic Development. The Missouri State Board of Accountancy was created back in 1909 by Senate Bill 112, and it passed the 44th General Assembly. The board is a state agency, and the members are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. The board is funded and supported entirely by CPA candidates and licensees' fees, and the Public Accountancy Act is a set of statutes that govern the ability of the board to regulate certified public accountants here in the state of Missouri. The board, Mr. President, members of the chamber, is celebrating its 100th anniversary, and I would like to introduce to the Senate the board members, officers, President Wayne Jean of Dexter, Secretary Trish Soltis of Kansas City, a member Vin Houts of Kirkwood, the executive director to the board, Pamela Hill, who's, of course, here in Jefferson City, and then the board investigator, Tom DeGroote. I would like the chamber to welcome these board members.
We're delighted to have the board and all these guests with us here today. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
If you would recognize me for a couple of brief announcements.
You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple things. I see on the desk the notice of proposed rule changes. I haven't gotten to talk to the Senator yet, but I don't know if he's going to talk on this announcement, but we are going to debate this. We said yesterday tomorrow. So if somebody's got questions or inquiries, either talk to myself or the Senator from Buchanan today so that we don't have to spend all of our Thursday getting the details
are the questions answered on that. I'm sure the Senator from Buchanan staff would be able to answer some of these questions because there's some changes in names and numbers and all those types of things. So as much information as we can get done today, it would be nice not to spend all Thursday here getting that information. The second thing is for those of you that were learning the job of presiding officer, that is the Senator from the 8th, I hope, is going to continue that immediately following this session. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements? Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also along those same lines, we will be, after we adopt the resolution tomorrow, with establishing the committees, and if you're a committee chairman, I'll put you on notice that we will assign bills tomorrow to committees, so be ready to have hearings next week in your respective committees. I would also like to announce, she's over there, that today is the Senator from Greene's birthday. So, and we will congratulate her on that. And I believe we have cake in her office upon adjournment.
Senator from Greene.
Point of personal privilege. Mr. President,
will be heard.
I don't think that that the Senator has gotten the message yet. About 3 years ago, I quit having birthdays. I'm not ready to die. I'm just not ready to get any older. So 3 years ago was my last birthday. This is my next to the last birthday.
Okay, Senator, what is the chair may inquire, what is the occasion for the cake in your office?
Mr. President, if I were celebrating birthdays, this would be the day.
Announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you. Brief announcement. It appears to be Red Day, and I did not get the memo. Thank you.
Senator from the Second.
I'd like to announce to the body that a fine American from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, made a very, very happy girl in St. Charles County, named Noel Roop, by purchasing 2 boxes of Girl Scout Curry cookies. So that great gentleman is our Lieutenant Governor of this great state. Thank you very much for making Noel Roop a very happy little girl.
Senator.
Further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.